year's poppy collection is well underway, and Mick Mills is secretary for the Aldershot Royal British Legion. So tell us, what are you selling this year?
Well, we've got all sorts of things we're selling this year. We've got the standard red poppy, the paper poppy. We've also got metal pins. We've got the wreaths that people lay on Remembrance Sunday. And we've also got bracelets and sticky poppies for the children as well. And we also have the crosses with the military insignia on them for different regiments. We haven't got everybody's regiments, but please come and ask us if you've got a specific one that you'd like. If we haven't got it this year, we can always get it for next year.
A fantastic range of products. So how are the poppy sales going for you?
We're doing very well. The first week is always the busiest because people see a poppy stall and come wandering up and say, oh, I haven't seen a poppy seller, can I buy a poppy? Second week is a little bit slower, but there's still people coming through the stalls. We've got our stall here at the Tesco's. We've also got the store down in Wellington Centre outside JD Sports. And we've also got a stand outside Morrison's as well. So they're all still pretty busy.
And how much are you hoping to raise this year compared to last year?
Well, last year we raised just over £45,000 in Aldershot alone, which was a fantastic target. However, I'd be happy if we raised £45,001. But any figure we raise as a branch is a good figure towards the big total.
And you're ex-military yourself, so who did you serve with?
Well, I'm an imposter in Aldershot because I'm actually a member of, or was a member of the Royal Navy. I served for 24 years in the Navy on destroyers and frigates. And it's one of those things where it's a tri-service thing, the poppy appeal. It's not just one service. So even though I am in Aldershot collecting, it may go to help a serviceman in Aberdeen or in Portsmouth or wherever. It's just important to be out there collecting.
And what does this time mean to you then?
I think of all of the friends I've served with, some of them who've come back with injuries. A lot of the people come back nowadays with injuries you can't actually see. So you may look at them and say they're perfectly normal, but actually there's some stuff that we can do to actually help them. And that's where the British Legion comes in. Not only looking after the servicemen or servicewomen, but also their families as well, which I think is very important because they actually take quite a brunt of the injuries or whatever, and they're important to the cause as well.
So we need to get buying our poppies if we haven't already got them, or if we have, there are so many other items that we can buy from you and help you raise for the poppy appeal. So we're here in Aldershot Tesco at the moment. What time do you stay working until?
We normally stay here till about 5 o'clock, and we're normally here about 10 o'clock in the morning, and that goes the same for the Wellington Centre. Morrison's are a little bit hit and miss because we are still short of collectors if anybody wants to come along and help us. Okay, even if it's too late for this year, as again, we'll be here next year, so we still need volunteers for next year. So please get in touch with the Aldershot Royal British Legion. We have got a Facebook page, just put that in and then we can contact you. And of course, this year, our poppy appeal doesn't finish after Remembrance Sunday because we have got our concert at the Princess Hall. That's from the band of the Royal Logistics Corps. It's on Thursday, the 16th of November, and I've been keeping an eye on the tickets, and there are only about 60 tickets left for sale. So that could be a sellout in the Princess Hall, and all the money is going to the Royal British Legion Poppy Appeal for Aldershot area.
And they are such a fantastic band themselves, and we've actually been hearing from them earlier today. They're sounding incredible. It's definitely something not to be missed. So how do we get the tickets for that?
You can go online and get the tickets, or you can pop into the Princess Hall. They're only £12 for a ticket. It'll be an incredible night. We've got the standards there. There will be a moment of reflection for remembrance. But the majority of the evening is actually a band concert, a variety of music. There's all sorts. It's not just military bands, band music. It's all sorts of music they'll be playing.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us and telling us all about this year's Poppy Appeal.
Thank you very much.